The subtle, deceiving dawn before dawn slid over the desert, and the commander of the Klatchian detachment wasn't happy about it. The Daregs always attacked at dawn, all of them. It didn't matter how many of them there were, or how many of you there were. Anyway, the whole tribe attacked. It wasn't just the women and children, but the camels, goats, sheep, and chickens, too. Of course, you were expecting them, and bows could cut them down, but they always appeared suddenly, as if even the desert had spat them out. Get it wrong, be too slow, and you'd be hacked, kicked, butted, pecked, and viciously spat at. His troops lay in wait. Well, if you could call them troops, he'd said they were overstretched. Well, he hadn't actually said, because that sort of thing could get you into trouble in this man's army, but he'd thought it very hard. Half of them were keen kids who thought that if you went into battle shouting and waving your sword in the air, the enemy just ran away. They'd never faced a dreg chicken coming in at eye height. As for the rest of it, in the night people had run into one another, ambushed one another by mistake, and were now as jittery as peas on a drum. A man had lost his sword and swore that someone had walked away with it, stuck right through him, and some kind of rock had got up and walked around him hitting people, with other people. The sun was well up now.
"It's the waiting that's the worst part," said his sergeant next to him. "It might be the worst part," said the commander. "Or there again, the bit where they suddenly rise out of the desert and cut you in half might be the worst part."
He stared mournfully at the treacherously empty sand.
"Or the bit where a maddened sheep tries to gnaw your nose off might be the worst part. In fact, when you think of all the things that can happen when you're surrounded by a horde of screaming dregs, the bit where they aren't there at all is, I think you'll find, the best part."
The sergeant wasn't trained for this sort of thing, so he said,
"They're late."
"Good. Rather them than us."
"Sun's right up now, sir."
The commander looked at his shadow. It was full day, and the sand was mercifully free of his blood. The commander had been pacifying various recalcitrant parts of Klatch for long enough to wonder why, if he was pacifying people, he always seemed to be fighting them. Experience had taught him never to say things like, "I don't like it, it's too quiet." There was no such thing as too quiet.
"They might have decamped in the night, sir," said the sergeant.
"That doesn't sound like the dregs. They never run away. Anyway, I can see their tents."
"Why don't we rush 'em, sir?"
"You haven't fought dregs before, sergeant?"
"No, sir. I've been pacifying the mad savatars in Uhistan, though, and there..."
"The dregs are worse, sergeant. They pacify right back at you."
"I didn't say how mad the savatars were, sir."
"Compared to the dregs, they were merely slightly vexed."
The sergeant felt that his reputation was being impugned.
"How about I take a few men and investigate, sir?"
The commander glanced at the sun again. Already the air was too hot to breathe.
"Oh, very well. Let's go."
The Klatchians advanced on the camp. There were the tents and the ash of fires, but there were no camels and horses, merely a long scuffed trail leading off among the dunes. Morale began to rise a little. Attacking a dangerous enemy who isn't there is one of the more attractive forms of warfare, and there was a certain amount of assertion about how lucky the dregs were to have run away in time, and some extemporizing on the subject of what the soldiers would have done to the dregs if they'd caught them.
"Who's that?"
said the sergeant. A figure appeared between the dunes riding on a camel. His white robes fluttered in the breeze. He slid down when he reached the Klatchians and waved at them.
"Good morning, gentlemen. May I persuade you to surrender?"
"Who are you?"
"Captain Carrot, sir. If you would be kind enough to lay down your weapons, no one will get hurt."
The commander looked up. Blobs were appearing along the tops of the dunes. They rose and turned out to be heads.
"They're dregs, sir," said the sergeant.
"No, dregs would be charging, sergeant."
"Oh, sorry. Shall I tell them to charge?" said Carrot. "Is that what you'd prefer?"
The dregs were all along the dunes now. The climbing sun glittered off metal.
"Are you telling me," the commander began slowly, "that you can persuade dregs not to charge?"
"It was tricky, but I think they've got the idea," said Carrot.
The commander considered his position. There were dregs on either side. His troop were practically huddling together, and this red-headed, blue-eyed man was smiling at him.